Gasoline prices topped $2 at the pump across the nation today, which is the first time the national average has pushed past that level, ever. Democrats want to make President Bush pay a steep price, too. They think voters might blame the White House for the high gas prices. And pressure is building on the president to release oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. To better understand what's happening, we've called Daniel Yergin, who is the author of The Prize, A History of the Oil Industry. Good morning.
Good morning.
A couple of basics first. Why are oil prices and gas prices so high right now?
The number one reason that they're so high is because of very strong demand around the world. We're having almost a synchronized economic boom from China to Japan, indeed to the United States, and demand is much higher, and meanwhile, supply is constrained. And add one other factor to that, and that's geopolitics.
You mean the situation in the Middle East?
The situation in the Middle East and in some of the other oil exporting countries. If the price of oil is around $41, probably $6 to $8 is geopolitical risk, supply anxiety, and the kind of response of the financial markets expecting something to happen.
Now, we mentioned that $2 a gallon is as high as it's ever been in the United States for an average price, but that's, of course, not taking inflation into account. In relative terms,
if you take inflation into account, gasoline prices were higher in the early 1980s, and indeed even in the 1950s, the supposed halcyon days of driving. But I think at $2 a gallon, gasoline not only becomes something we fuel our cars with, but it also becomes a political commodity in the November elections.
Which raises the question of whether the Bush administration should release oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Well, it's not as easy a question, because one of the risks, if you release oil from the reserves, does that then take the oil exporters off the hook from increasing production? But I think that it's now going to be something that's going to be very fiercely debated. It's not going to be a sideshow anymore. It's a main show. And I think also that in all this supply anxiety, there's kind of, it's not only the U.S., but other countries hold these strategic reserves too. And they are a second line of defense if something goes wrong.
Well, now, the Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham is supposed to meet this week with the OPEC ministers, so some efforts are being made here. But what do you think ultimately will bring prices back down, if anything?
Well, I think prices will come down. I think more supply coming into the market and the perception of more supply coming into the market. I think the nervousness and fear is going to be there, but if people start seeing that there are supplies, they'll be a little less anxious. No one right now is short of oil. There's no shortage of oil, but it is a strong market. The other thing is, if there is a tempering of economic growth in our new report on riding the tiger on Chinese energy, China is, you know, a decisive factor. 40% of the growth in world oil demand since 2000 has been in China. And if China either cools off, has a hard landing or soft landing, if demand comes down there, if Japan slows down, that's the other thing that will take some of the pressure off the market. This demand growth has taken the world by surprise, because the economic growth has taken the world by surprise.
And when you mention that new report that comes from Cambridge Energy Research Associates, Daniel Yergin is chairman of that organization. Mr. Yergin, thanks very much.